Today's Shi'as Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Beis. We will begin on Daf Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom. Shlomo HaMelech says in Koheles, Zachor as Baracha b'mei b'chur sechop. Remember Hashem when you were young, at shloi tovu yumei hara, until the difficult times come. V'giyu shonim ha-shatoyim ha-ein li b'am chayfetz. There will come years that you will say, I'm not interested anymore. Ara shloi soch shech ha-shemesh, v'or v'yireich v'kechovim, v'shovim ha-ovim achu ha-geshem. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk should be to understand, at shloi toich shech ha-shemesh v'or. Remember, start serving Hashem when you're still young, means it refers to the padachas, refers to the forehead. Hachoitim is the nose. And when a person gets older, he has creases on his forehead, and his forehead doesn't glow like it used to glow anymore. His nose doesn't look the same. His face doesn't look as nice as it used to. V'ireach refers to the neshama, ner Hashem nashmas adam. V'kechavim elu halostis are the cheeks that are no longer the same. V'shava of macha geshem zu ma'ein of shaladam, that's a person's eyesight. Shehoilech acha bechi, since a person, while he was alive, he cried, his eyesight, as we're going to learn in the Gemara today, gets weaker, and he loses what he used to be. And Shlomo HaMelech tells us that while we're still young, we should take advantage and do what we can. And indeed, says the Gemara, Hai Demasa, when we speak about tears, Ad Abin Shnin, until a person is 40 years old, even though crying weakens the eyes, but the person is strong and the eyesight comes back. But after 40 years, when a person cries, Lai Hadra, it doesn't come back to what it used to be. Vamrav Nachman, Hai Kochlo, they used to put a ointment, an eye medicine, Araberschnen, until 40 years, Mirvach, it improves the eyesight. Mikan Ve'elach, but once a person is already 40 years old, Afilu Malia Kafsi Dargoi, even if you'll fill it up, even if you're putting in the eyes a large quantity of this medicine, a kumi makem, and may be able to sustain the eyesight. However, avuchin lemarvach, it can't improve the eyesight. My kamashmalon, what is the Gemara trying to teach us? The kam da olam mekuchla, that typically the more eye medicine you put, you more eye medicine you put in, the better off you are. Famali, it's better. Says the Gemara, Rav Chanina Shechiva Leibarte. Rav Chanina's daughter passed away. And I have a kabachila. And he didn't cry on this terrible loss. They lost his daughter. Amle Devisa, so his wife said to him, Tanagoyla Fikta Mebesach, losing a child is like losing a chicken. You lost a daughter, and shouldn't you be upset that you're crying? And as I sort of Ben Yoyada explains, his wife was sort of hinting to him that if you lost a child, it's very possible that that happened because of your Averis. And because of your Averis, she passed away. So you certainly should be upset. Or, as the Gemara teaches us, that the Gemara says that Mimnei Ma, Mason Bonav Shal, why do people's children pass away? Ashlay Bachu al Adam Kosher, that they didn't cry when a great person passed away. So she was saying, your habit of not crying has caused us terrible loss. Why don't you cry when you lose somebody? Amalai, so Rav Chanina responded to Tarti, should I already have two problems, tichla, that I should lose my children, and also v'ivra, and I should also lose my eyesight. And even though the Gemara says the Yavitz and the Sfasemis, that even though the Gemara Masechet Ma'akotin Daf Chav Zayin on the base teaches us that Shloshu Yom Rishon Lebchi, that the first 3 days after someone loses a relative, he should cry, says the Sfasemis, it doesn't mean that you're obligated to cry during the first 3 days. What it means is that after during the first 3 days, you may cry. And after the 3 days, you should not cry anymore. You should be makabel the gzeira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or, he suggests, that here we were dealing with a situation, as we're about to learn, where the crying will cause him to lose his eyesight. In such a situation, one is not obligated to cry. Savla, because Rav Chanina held, Ki hada amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Yosef ben Ketzirta, sheish d'mosein. There's six types of tears. Shalosh yofes, three are good for the eye, v'shalosh ros, and three are bad for the eye. Shaloshin, if somebody gets smoke in his eye, v'shalbechi, or somebody cries because of tzaris, or shalbeis akisei, if somebody has to exert himself when he goes to the bathroom, all of them are ros, are not good. However, shalsam, if somebody cries because he puts eye medicine in his eye, or shalschoik, because he's happy, or shalperis, there was some fruits that were so delicious, and they had such a strong fragrance, they brought tears to the eye. Those are yafas l'adam, are good eyes. The pasuk continues and says, "B'yoyim shi'ezoyu shomri habayis v'savuso." And the day when the guards of the house tremble, and the powerful people stoop. Again, explains the Gemara. What does this refer to? Yom shi'ezua shomri habayis elaksav v'tzlos. It refers to the flanks and the ribs. They don't have the same strength that they used to have. V'savusa ad shechayil ela shekayim, the legs. The people can't walk the way they used to. Ubatla techoinos, the grinders become idle. El shenayim refers to the teeth, that the people don't have the ability to eat like they used to. The choshchay raim beirubos, like we're learning elo einayim, that the person's eyesight gets weaker. Amlei kesler b'shuba chananya, my tamalosus beyavidam. We had earlier in the masechta that the beyavidam was the place where they used to keep, we have the debates between the Jews and the Apokarsim. And you, a great Talmud Chacham, he asked, why don't you come to those debates? Amlei, so Rabbi Shua responded with an analogy. He said, Tor Talag, the mountain has snow on it. Sachroni Galidin, around it is ice. He means, my hair is already white. The area around it is white. Not only is my hair white, my beard is white. Kalbui loinafk, the dogs don't bark. That means I don't have the ability to speak like I used to. Tachni loitachnim, the grinders don't grind. That means I'm not able to digest the food like I used to. Bei Rav Amri adloy ivnidnu bechishna. I'm looking for something I didn't lose. I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that it's hard for him to see if something falls on the ground. It would be hard for him to see what fell on the ground. Another pshat that I saw is that people get older, they become forgetful. And because they become forgetful, they think that they lost something and they didn't. And what he was trying to say, explains the Bin Yoyada, is that he got old and therefore it's inappropriate for him to participate in a public debate. He can't hear, and therefore he won't be able to properly hear what the other side says. And he can't speak loud enough that he can't respond in a proper, articulate way. Then Nef Yosef explains the Gemara that the Kesar meant to ask him, why don't you come and debate the Apokarsim? There's no one better than you that could prevail on them. So he responded, even though the people against me are not that strong, I don't feel that I'm up to being able to debate them. Continues the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma Omer, Tava Trei Mitlas, two is better than three. Better to walk with 2 feet than an older person that has a cane. So it's like he's walking with 3 feet. The feet of two young people are stronger than the old person that has the third foot, so to speak, the cane. A person cries for something that goes and doesn't come back. What is that? What doesn't ever come back? Amar Chizda Yankusa, youth. Youth doesn't come back. Kiyasra of Dimi Amar, Yankusa, youth is Kalila Devarda, is like a crown of roses. Sivusa is the Chilfa, is like a crown of thorns. Youth is so wonderful and valuable that a person, of course, should take advantage. Tara the Mishmeid Rameya. Doit b'vichi, chew well, v'tishkach b'negri, and you'll find food in your steps. Meaning, if you eat slowly, you'll get the proper energy out of your food. Shenemam, v'nizba lechem, v'niya toiva, v'ro l'ri'inu. If we digest the food, we eat the food well, then we will be strong. Amle Shmuel Rav Yehuda, shinana, shari sakech, open your sack, open your mouth, v'ayil lachmcha. While you're young, eat. Because at Abishnin, till a person is 40 years old, michlamala, it's better to eat. Mikav elich, when a person gets older, mishdimali. So I saw that the Sefer Dvar Chaim explains the Gemara that food is good fresh. When the fruit gets older, it's already not that good. So a person, when he's young, should take the lesson of food. The lesson of food is that a person should take what he gets when he's young and use it to gather the Torah, to become a Talmud Chacham, to learn, etc. When a person is older, it's like wine. Wine, we know, is good. Aged wine is better. So when a person becomes 40 years old, that's when the time that he should take what he learned from then while he was young and use it to learn how to live. And in fact, that's why the Shach says in Yerideh Simen Reish Mem Vav Sifkaten Vav that a person shouldn't learn Kabbalah until he's 40 years old. As we learn in Pirkei Avos and Perek Hei Mishnah Chaf Aleph, Ben Aboim Labina. A person who wants to learn the Sisrei Torah has to have Kedusha and Tahara and experience of learning, and all that is not there until he's 40 years old. Amalehu Gazal or Bishum Akarcha. There was a Gazal. A Gazal is a person that is a soros. He can't have children. And apparently, Rav Shu ben Karcha, as his name implies, was bald. And the Mashach explains this Gemara. Rav Shu ben Karcha, besides, as we're learning in the Gemara, was bald. And this person was speaking to Rav Shu ben Karcha, because Rav Shu ben Karcha was zaychet arichas yamim. He was zaychet to live a long life. So he said, he wanted to belittle him. So he said to him, Mihochel Kirchana Kamahava, how far is it from here to Kirchina? So Yeshua responded to him, Kimihochel Muguznaya, you want to belittle me that I'm bald? So I'll respond to you that you're a soros, you can have children. Omele Tzedoki, so this soros, who also was a apikoris, Baruch Karcha Ba'arba, a bald animal is worth 4 dinners. Amle ikra shalifa betamnya. A castrated animal is worth 8. So what he was saying to him is, Yutaka may be saying to me that I'm bald, but remember that you have a bigger mum, you are unable to have children. Chazi dokal masayim masani. He saw that Rabbi Shua wasn't wearing shoes. Amle dal sus melech. Someone who rides on a horse is a king. Dal chamor, somebody who rides on a donkey is a free man. Ben chayrim. Or the minhal biragli bar inish. Someone who wears shoes is a mensch. Or the loyha, that you who don't have shoes, the chof v'kover tabminei, somebody who has a grave dug for him and buried is better off than you. Amalei, to which Rabbi Shua said to the Saris, Guza Guza, Tlas Amritli, you belittled me, you said three things to me, and Tlas Shemat, and I'm going to respond to you. Hadras Panam Zakim, the beauty of a face is a beard, and a person who is a Saris typically can't have a beard. Simchas Leiv, what brings happiness to a person is his wife, and you again can't get married because you can't have children. Nachlas Hashem Bonim, and our future, our heritage is Hashem, as our children. Baruch Hamakim, and he says Hashem should be blessed, Shemanach Mekulam, that he prevented you from having any of these. Omalei Karcham Tzinasai, you are a quarrelsome person. This is what you say to me. Omalei Ikra Shlifa Techacha, you are a Saris Ikra Shlifa Techacha. You provoked me, and since you provoked me, I had no choice but to respond to you. So the question is, didn't we learn earlier in the Masechta of Daf Kuf Chav Tes Amar Aleph, La'olam Yimka Odom Kamash Yeshloi V'Yikne Menalim Raglov, and buy shoes? So why indeed did Rabbi Shua ben Karcha not wear shoes? So Rasha says that this story took place on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur when we're not allowed to wear shoes. So he says Nachas Hashem Bonim, that he meant to say that if a person passes away, but he leaves children, those children take his place and continue his avodas Hashem. But if I have that I have children who will be my successors in avodas Hashem. But you won't have that, and therefore you're going to end up with nothing. Says the Gemara, Omle Rebbe Rav Shimon Chalifta, Nei Malo Kibalnu Panecha Beregel. Why didn't you come to greet us on Yontif? Chayiv Odom Lahagul Pnei Rabbi Beregel is Dalocha. And he told him, Kiderech Shikbilo Avaisa El Avaisaicha. Just like your forefathers came to greet my forefathers. What he meant to say, he wanted to be modest. He didn't mean to say that it's appropriate that I should be visited that you should visit me on Yontif. That would mean that he's asking for COVID. So what he said was that we see that our families would visit each other on Yontif. So if our families visited each other on Yontif, why didn't you continue that minig? Amalei Rav Shimon responded to him, Sloim, the small stones that are on the way, Nasli Gevoyim, have become like big stones for me, and therefore it's difficult for me to walk. Kroivim, what was nearby, Nasri Chaykim, it's hard for me to walk. Even a small trip is to me like a big trip. Mishtayim, my 2 feet, Nasr Shalosh, became 3, as we mentioned earlier. He now had to walk with a cane. Umesim Shalom Babayas, the Aver, which I do Tashmashuish, bottle, doesn't work anymore. And what he meant to say was that in the old times, if I had a quarrel with my wife, the way we could make Shalom Babayas is that we had relations. But here, I don't have that anymore. I don't have that ability anymore. So I have to be very careful that if I leave my home, my wife will be upset that I'm not home anymore. I won't have an easy way to repair that. And this Gemara says, the Sha'as HaTshuvas Mishnah Socher, Simen Kuf Lamites, is the basis for a very famous machloikus, Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam says, the chayv odom lahagbo pnei rabbi beregel, as the Gemara teaches us in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Tezayin Amabez, and Sukkah Chav Zayin. But the halacha is, but the Gemara Masechta Sukkah says that there's a difference if you could get back home that day, but if going to visit your Rebbe on Yontif will involve that you won't be able to get back quickly, then you have no obligation to chayv odom pnei rabbi beregel. But it's interesting, and the Kesef Mishnah makes this point, that if we look in the Rambam, when he teaches this halacha of chayv odom lahagbo pnei rabbi beregel, the Rambam doesn't differentiate if it's a big trip to go to visit his Rebbe or not a big trip to go to visit his Rebbe. And why doesn't the Rambam follow what the Gemara Masechta Sukkah clearly teaches us is a difference? So he says, because from our Gemara, it's clear that when they used to go lahagbo pnei rabbi beregel, they used to go for quite a distance. Just Reb Shimon was saying, Reb Shimon Chlifta said that I can't take that on. It's difficult for me to travel. It's difficult for me to make shalom bayis. So we see that only he, because he had these different situations, wasn't able to be, didn't go lahagbo pnei rabbi beregel, even though it involved quite a trip. It seems that anybody else is allowed to be magbo pnei rabbi beregel, even if it involves a longer trip, they won't be able to get home that day. Continues the Gemara. The Pasuk says, we continue with that Pasuk, V'sigru d'losayim b'shuk. The doors in the street are shut. Elon the kavod shel adam. The person can't use the bathroom as well as he could when he was younger. B'sfas kol atachna, b'shvil kurkvin shenatachten. Because the intestines, the stomach doesn't digest the food so well, and that's why he has difficulty using the bathroom. V'yokam l'kol atzipur, shafilu tzipur menarta mishnasoi. When the person gets older, even the slightest noise prevents him from being able to sleep. V'yishachu kol b'nois hashir, shafilu kol shorim v'shorois. Even beautiful songs that are sung by different singers, Doimelov Kesucha, they sound to him like a whisper. He can't hear so well. Says the Gemara, Barzilai HaGalod, the Omel David. Barzilai HaGalod says to David, Ben Shmoinim Shona Anoich HaYoim, Hoed Ben Toiv Lara. I'm an old man, and I don't know the difference between good and bad. What does that mean? Mikan Shadatan Shal Zakenim Mishtanis. As a person gets older, his senses aren't as strong as when he was young. He says, "Em yitaim avdocha sha'oichel v'sha'eshter b'kan sheshusei misraptois." Do I taste what I eat and drink? That means my lips aren't in good shape. Em eshma oid b'kol sharim v'sharis b'kan sheznaim shezakinim, that the ears of the older people miskabdus. But says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Barzilai HaGalodai Shakruhu. The Gemara is saying that Barzilai HaGalodai said that because he was old, that's why all these things happened to him. That isn't true. Being old doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be completely deteriorated. Rather, he answered the Havbei Rebbe. There was a maid in the home of Rebbe, Bastat Tishvatatishnim. She was 92 years old. She would taste the food and she would know how the food tastes, that if it was good or bad, she was able to taste it even though she was that old. Rav Amar, Barzilai HaGalodai shot the Bezima Hava. Barzilai HaGalodai was steeped in immorality. And what happens, says the Gemara, the call a shot the Bezima, somebody who lives that type of life, that's why Zikna Kofetis Alav. And I saw that the Mashok, that Naf Yosef explains, that that's pshat when the Gemara, the Pasuk says, or Barzilai HaGalodai Zokim Ma'oid Ben Shmoinim Shmona. So if the person, the Pasuk says he was 82 years old, especially in those days, we know that an 82-year-old man was very old. The Pasuk says Kol, the Pasuk says Zokim Ma'oid, to teach us that that was the problem because he was a Bal Aveira. Says the Gemara, Tanya, when we speak about Talmid Chachomim, Kozman Shemaskinam, as they get older, Chachman Tais Behem, they get smarter. Shenemar B'Shishem Chachma V'Oruch Yomam Tvuna. As they get older, they have more intelligence. V'Ami Oretz Kozman Shemaskinam. The Ami Oretz, as they get older, Tipshes Noitavus Behem. On the contrary, they get more foolish. Shenemar Meis Sofer L'Namonim. The Tam Zakenim Yikach. They take away the time of the Zakenim. So I saw that the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh and the Ran both explain that doesn't necessarily mean that an older person is necessarily smarter or sharper than a young person. He says, we just learned in our Gemara that even older Talmid Chachamim also start to suffer. But what the Gemara means to say, says the Aruch Chaim, that Amaratzim, as they get older, they become foolish. Talmid Chacham, as they get older, they don't lose that dignity. They may not be as smart or as intelligent as they once were, but they still have that intelligent dignity around them. But I saw that Sefer Divrei Yisrael explains that's as long as they're Talmid Chachamim, as long as they, even as they get older, they still are Talmid Chachamim. They still are interested in learning. They still want to be Talmidim. A person that is in that type of framework, he is Datan Netosis. As long as somebody, no matter what age he is still interested in learning more, then he's going to grow. But if the person is not any more interested in learning, then he starts to regress. Another pshat, Talmid Chachamim, who is the Talmid Chacham? The Talmid Chacham is someone who maskinen, who looks at the Zakenim, who tries to emulate older people. A person who tries to emulate the Zakenim, he is a Talmid Chacham. But a person who doesn't emulate the older people, a person who thinks that I already know everything and who are these older people that I should want to follow on their path, metapshes, he'll just get more foolish. Says the Gemara, Tanya, says the Gemara, the pasuk continues to saying, the pasuk continues to discuss about pasuk that discusses older people. The pasuk says, "Gam migvoya yiru, they fear every height. Shavfilu gavshushes ktana, even a small mound, doimloi kahari harim, looks to him like a high mountain. They're hard. They it's difficult for them to walk." When these older people walk, he gets frightened because he's scared he's going to fall. People are, when they're older, they're afraid they're going to hurt their hips. They're worried about the rest of their body. They lose their desire as they get older. Says the Gemara, Rav Kahana have a pasuk sidra kamei de Rav. Rav Kahana was saying over psukim to Rav. Kamatal hai kro, when he learned this pasuk, nagav isnach, he sighed. Look what happens when I get old. Amma shmamina bat lecham de Rav. From the fact that I see that this was his reaction, it must be that he lost his desire. Amma Rav Kahana, the pasuk says, mai deksiv hu amma v'yehi. Zaisha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us that we should have a desire to have relations with our wives, and like that the world will continue. Hutziva v'yamin, and that's why there'll be banim. Tama, and says the Gemara, has the Brisa, Isha chemes malei tzoya. A woman body has many excretions. Upilei maledam, and she expels blood, and yet v'hakol rotzen achreya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that everybody should want to have relations with his wife. Ki hola cha adam abeis alamai, am Rav Yitzchak, melamed shal kol tzadik ve tzadik, nois le model fi kvoidoi. After the person leaves this world, when he'll get to the olam ha'emes, every tzadik will have an appropriate place. Moshal, shemelch, shenichnas hu v'avodav l'ir, a king comes, he and his servants come to a city. Shei nechnasim, when they enter the city, kulim b'sharech nechnasim, they all enter through the same gate to the same airport. However, Kshen Lonin, when they go to stay over, they give him a place to stay according to his position. Vam Rabbi Yitzchak, Maidik Siv,
The pasuk says, "Kayaldus vashachrus hevel." Youth is vain. Dvaram shadayos beyaldusoy. Things that people do when they're young, averus that people do when they're young, mashchirin panav leis neknosoy. They cause him to be embarrassed when he is old. Vamar Rav Yitzchak kosher rima lemeis kemach bevasachai. Worms are as painful to the dead people when they're laying in the grave like a pin in a live human being. Shnema ach basara alav yichav. Omer Rav Chizda, nafshe shel adam misalbelos alav kol shiva. The person's neshama cries for the first 7 days. So I saw the Mefarshim explain, because the neshama realizes that it was able to do mitzvahs as long as it was alive. But when it's no longer alive, it can't do those mitzvahs and can't learn Torah. And that's why the neshama is upset. If there's a person who dies and there's nobody to sit shiva for him, 10 people sit shiva where he lived. And says the Gemara, there was somebody who died in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yehuda, and he didn't leave over anybody to sit shiva for him. Rabbi Yehuda every day would take 10 people. They would sit in his home, and after 7 days, what they did this is chazalei bechalmed Rabbi Yehuda. This dead person appeared to Rabbi Yehuda in a dream. You should be put at ease, shenachta stati, because you put me at ease by doing this favor for my neshama. There's a very big machloikus here, Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel Halachas Avelus Halacha Dalet quotes this halacha that May Sheinle Avelim Lesnachim, that somebody passes away and doesn't leave over Avelim to sit shiva for him. By Masar B'nei Adam K'sherim, 10 people who are worthy people, V'yosh M'kom Kol Shiva Shivei Avelis, they should sit shiva there for all 7 days. V'shak Kol Am, M'skaps Malem, other people should come and say, be menachem them. V'mloy Hoyosha Masar K'vurim B'kol Yoyim V'yoyim, if you can't get 10 people to sit there permanently, M'skaps Masar M'shar Mishar Am V'yosh M'kameh, so other people should sit. The Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. He doesn't disagree with the Halacha. The Halacha is clear, but the Ravid says it doesn't have to be the same 10 people sitting there permanently shiva. What the Gemara means is you should get a minyan in the home of the Nifter even if there's no one sitting shiva. And I saw that in fact when the Or Sameach who lived in Dvinsk was Nifter and there was nobody to sit shiva for him, the Ragged Shava brought 10 people to the house, and he had the 10 people they had other people come, sit shiva, and they said, Hamokim Yenachem Eschem. And the reason for this, because Nicham Aveilim is not just for the people who are the relatives of the individual who passed away, but it's also for the neshama of the Nifter who passed away. And therefore, if there are no Aveilim, there's still a din of Nicham Aveilim because for that Neshama. In fact, that's why the Rambam Paskins in Perek Dalet of Hilchas Aveilus, Halacha Zayin, that Yirali, Shenechemes Aveilim Koidemes LeBika Choylim. The mitzvah of Nicham Aveilim comes before Bika Choylim. Kubika Choylim is Gemilas Chesed, Imachayim. You're doing chesed for the person who's not well, whom you are visiting. V'nicham aveilim gemilas chesed im ameis im achayim im ameisim. It's for the living and for the dead. And the Ramah paskins this way in Yerideya Simin Shin Lamed Hey Sif Yud, because nicham aveilim has this dual effect for the people who are alive, for their relatives, and for the person who was Nifter. And that's why I saw the minigiz. We know that when we're Menachem Avol, we say, Hamokim Yenachem Eschem, Aloshim Rabin. Even if there's only one Ovel sitting Shiva, we say Hamokim Menachem Eschem Belosh Rabim. Because we're not only being Menachem, the person who's alive, who's unfortunately sitting Shiva, but we're also being Menachem, the Neshama, the Nifter, who's not here. And Ramosha, in a tshuva, based on this, there's a question that is discussed. Could one be Menachem Ovel on the telephone? Ramosha has a tshuva about this in Neir Chaim, Chayli Dalet Simen Mem. And he says that when it comes to Nichem Avelim, there are two parts of the Nichem Avelim. One is for the people who are still alive, that will be Menachem over them, and one is for the Nifter. So indeed, to be Menachem, the person who's alive, you could do so even by speaking to him on the telephone. However, there's another element, and that is to be the Neshama. You're not Menachem, the way you Menachem the Neshama, as our Gemara clearly indicates, is by coming to the home where that Neshama lived. That you can't fulfill by the telephone. And therefore, certainly, there's a point of going personally, if possible, to the home of the where the Ovel is sitting Shiva and being Menachem Ovel. And the Brisker Rav says that our Gemara is clearly a raya that Nichem Avelim is for the neshama that's not here, just like it is for the living to console them. And that's why the Brisker Rav said you could be Menachem Ovel with a letter if you can't go personally. But certainly going personally is preferable. Continues the Gemara Amar Avua. Kol Sha'imrim Bifnei Emes. Anything that's said in front of the person who passed away, Yodeya, he still knows. The guf is still connected to Neshama, Achi Yisarsim Agaylim, until the casket is closed. Says the Gemara, at what point does this happen? Pligi by Rav Chiya, Rav Shimon bar Rebbe, Chadom Achi Yisarsim Agaylim, until the casket is closed, V'chadom Achi Sakla Basar, until the flesh begins to decompose. Mandom Achi Sakla Basar, the Ksiv, Af Basara La Yuchav, his body feels the death, the nafshal of the sabal, until he's decomposed, the nefesh feels it. As soon as it goes back to where it came from, it stops feeling anything. Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says regarding a person being nifter, pasuk in Kehelas, v'ruach toshav alakim asher nesono, tells us the Gemara what the pasuk is telling us. Tnolo, give back your neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, k'moy shenasna loch, like he gave it to you. B'tahara. Just like when Hashem gives us our neshama, he gives it to us with tahara. Af ata, it's appropriate to return that neshama b'tahara in a state of tahara. And the Braisa gives a moshel. Moshel melech bas v'dom, shechilek bigdei melchus lavodav. He gave the king's clothing to his servants. Now, of course, as the Mefarshim explained, it wasn't meant that they should just put it away and not use. It was meant that they should use it in an appropriate way. And indeed, the Pikush Behem, the intelligent ones, Kiplon v'nichon b'kufsa, put them away for safekeeping, only use them in a respectful, smart way. Tipshin Shebehem, the foolish people, hoch v'os b'malocha, used it to work in them. L'yomim, Bikish HaMelech's Caleb. Then the king asked back for his clothing. Pichash Abahem, the intelligent ones, Chzirim Lem Kishimagotzim, were able to give them back in perfect shape. Tipshim Shabahem, Chzirim Lem Kishimulchlochim, the foolish ones were only able to return it when they were dirty. Samach HaMelech Kras Pichin, the king was very satisfied with the smart people, the Kras Lekras Tipshim, and upset at the foolish people. Apichim Amem, they're in perfect shape. They could be put back into the storehouse. They did what they were supposed to do perfectly. They could go back l'shalom. The clothing has to be given to the laundry. They're all dirty. They should be put into jail. Some explain that they should be put into Gehenim. And others say that the neshamas have to come back with a gilgal another time to this world to finish what they didn't do the first time they were here. Avakadosh Baruch Hu, agufish etzdukim oimer, when they leave the when they come to the Olam Emes, Yivoy Shalom Yenucha Mishkavaysam. Vanishmasam Omer Vahoisa Nafsha Adoni Tsroyer Batsro Chaim. That's what Abigail told Dovid HaMelech when she told him not to kill her husband Naval. Agufal Asher Rishayim Hu Omer Ein Sholoim Om Hashem L Rishayim. Vanishmasam Omer Vesnefesh Ivecha Yeklena Batoich Kafakela. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the neshamas in a slingshot. Like I said a moment ago, they're thrown back to this world. Tanya Rabbi Leza Oimer. Neshmashin tzad tzadikim genuzois tachsa kisei kovid. The neshamas of tzadikim are put next to the kisei kovid. Shenema, as we just read the pasuk, v'oysa nefesh adoni tzuru b'tzorah chayim. V'shel rishoyim zoymais v'holchus. They're constantly moving around. U'malach emir oim v'soif ha'aylam. Malach Echer Oyim B'Soif Alam, the two Malachim and two sides of the world. Makalam Nishmaseim Zelze, and they, so to speak, throw the Neshamas from one end to the other. Shnema, V'Nefesh Oyvech Yekalena B'Toich Kaf HaKala. Omle, Rabbler of Nachman, Shalbay Noinamai, people who aren't Tzadikim or Rishoyim, what is the state of their Neshamas? Omlu, Ikashchivna, had I passed away, Loemelchub Hai Milsa. As the Ben Yoda explains, Rav Nachman heard the answer to this question for Shmuel, but Shmuel did not give this drasha publicly. He only told it to him. And he said, it's a good thing that you asked, and I'm going to give you the answer, because otherwise nobody would ever know the answer to this question. Amalei, he says, Hachi am Shmuel, Eilav Eilav Dumnim Sarim, they're given over to the Malach Duma. Duma is the Malach that's in charge of the Neshamas. Halalu Yeshlam Menoyach, people who live this life have rest in Shemayim, but the neshamas of the Rishayim, as we just said, get thrown around, they have no rest. Amalei Ramari, Asidim Tzadikim Dehava Afra. Tzadikim will also become dust. The Ksiv, V'yashav Ha'ofa La'arz Kishayah. All man was created from dust, and it will go back to dust. Says the Gemara, Hani Kaflui Dehava Kafla Ba'arad Rav Nachman. There were people who were digging in the property of Rav Nachman. No, boy, and they came across the grave knob of Rav Achi bar Oshia, and when they disturbed his grave, he made a noise. Osv Omelele Rav Nachman. So they told Rav Nachman, they found this grave, and the mace is making noise in your property. Nor Ben Avra, they said there's a dead person who's making noise. Osv Omelele. And Rav Nachman came and said to him, Mani Umar, who are you? Omalei, and not Achi Baroshia. Omalei, V'lav Avamar. So you're obviously still able to do these things so many years after you passed away. But didn't we learn, he asked, V'lav Omar Ameri, Asida Tzadika Dava Afra, all Tzadikim will turn into dust. Omalei, Umana Mary, D'loyadanalei. I don't know who Mary is. He came so many generations after me. Omalei, V'akroksiv, the Pasuk says, everything goes back to dust. Amalei, so he said to him, the Akrich Kahelis, you might have learned Kahelis, however, like Akrich Mishli. Mishli you didn't learn, and the Mashah explains that Mishli is considered more of a Choshva Sefer than Kahelis. In fact, we learned the Gemara, the beginning of a Masechta, that Kahelis maybe isn't even Matamus Yadayim, it doesn't have the din of Kisvei HaKodesh. The dust of people, dust of bones is from kina. So he teaches us, somebody who has jealousy in his heart, he, his bones decompose. However, somebody who doesn't have that bad habit of jealousy, his bones don't rot. So, the Sfas Emes says that kina comes from gaiva, but somebody who is shuffle, somebody who's humble, and he was a very humble person. So I saw a beautiful vart from Yeshua Leib Diskin. He says, the Pasuk says, V'yikach Moshe's Atzmois Yosef Imoy. So he says, Yosef HaTzadik, when he asked the Shvatim that they should take along his bones
when they leave Mitzrayim, the words that he used were Helisem es atzmoisei mizeh itchem. He used the word itchem. So shunt the pasuk, when it was describing that Moshe Rabbeinu was taking along Yosef's bone, also used a similar language. He should have said, Vikach Moshe's atzmos Yosef itoy. What does it say, imoy? So he answered that Yosef HaTzadik, even though he had every reason to be angry at his brothers, he was the king, they had treated him so terribly, he still knew that the way a person is supposed to act is not with kinah. A person is supposed to act with humility, as we just quoted from the Sfas Emes. So what he said to him was, V'yikach Moshe's atzmos Yosef imoy. Moshe Rabbeinu took the lesson of the atzmos Yosef imoy. He knew that if he wants to be an effective leader of Klal Yisrael, imoy, he has to take the lesson of Yosef HaTzadik of not being jealous. Dashashay. So Rav Nachman felt the body of Rav Achai's corpse. Chazi des by Mashoshan. He saw that there was still substance to it. Omle lake of Ma'al Gavad Beisei. He said, so come home. Omle Galisa Datach. Now I see the fill in the vein like Krisa. You don't even know Pasuk and Novi. The Ksiv, V'yadati k'ani Hashem p'schiesk for aseichem. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could tell us to get up, no one else. Amalei, but he says, doesn't the Pasuk indeed say, ki ofa ata vel ofa yitoshev? So how, why did you decompose to earth? Amalei, ha'hu shah achas koin t'chias ha'meisim. The last minute before t'chias ha'meisim, even these bodies that didn't decompose will decompose for a moment, and then they'll have t'chias ha'meisim. Amalei ha'hu tzduki l'ravua. There was a tzduki that said to Ravua, amris nishmoshen shal tzadikim genuzav tachas ha'kivid. You said that the neshamas of the tzaddikim are by the kisei kovid. Over tamya, hech ask l'shmul b'negida. But then, how do we find that when Shaul, the pasuk teaches us that Shaul, when he was going to face the Plishtim in battle by Gilboa, got very nervous and he brought up with Kishif the neshama of Shmuel. How was they able to do that? Amalei. It's within 12 months of when Shmuel had passed away. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Kol Shnei Masa Chodesh, the first 12 months after a person passes away, Gufa Kaim, his body is still intact, and the Shema goes sometimes to Shemayim and sometimes next to the Beis HaKvaros. However, Lach Shnei Masa Chodesh, after 12 months, Haguf bottle, the Guf becomes gone, v'nishmasay oila, and it goes up to the kisei covered by the tzaddikim, v'shuv any eretz and doesn't come down. So since this happened within the first 12 months after Shmuel was nifter, he was able to get Shmuel to come back that way to this world.